My friend, from April 29 to the 1st of May, I am running my free 3-day six-figure solopreneur challenge. Now, if you are a coach, consultant, or service provider, I'm going to teach you how to scale your business without burning out, without spending a cent on ads, without sleazy sales tactics, and without needing a huge audience. I will teach you how to upgrade your mindset to be able to call in this type of business and abundance. I'm going to teach you how to simplify to amplify your business, how to craft an irresistible offer that your dream clients are bursting to work with you, how to unlock a flood of organic leads, and how to master the art of the no-pressure sales calls that still convert like crazy, plus so much more. If you want the business of your dreams, making the income and impact of your dreams, register for free at shelaunch.com. I can't wait to see you there. In episode 560, I am sharing with you how to declutter your life for more health, happiness, and growth. Grab your pen and paper. Trust me, you are going to want to take notes. Let's dive in.
The Melissa Ambrosini Show.
Welcome to the Melissa Ambrosini Show. I'm your host, Melissa, best-selling author of Mastering Your Mean Girl, Open Wide, Comparisonitis, and Time Magic. And I'm here to remind you that love is sexy, healthy is liberating, and wealthy isn't a dirty word. Each week, I'll be getting up close and personal with thought leaders from around the globe, as well as your weekly dose of motivation so that you can create epic change in your own life and become the best version of yourself possible. Are you ready, beautiful? Hey, beautiful, and welcome back to the show. I'm so excited to have you all to myself today because I'm going to be talking to you about how to declutter your life for more health, happiness, and growth, because who doesn't want more of those things? So I'm going to share with you some of my favorite things that you can do to bring in more happiness, health, and growth into your life. But before we kick off, if you're not driving, grab yourself a pen and paper, or you can type into the notes section of your phone. You're going to want to write these down. All right, let's kick off with number one, declutter your calendar. So if you've read Time Magic, you will know that I am obsessed with a digital calendar. So I have one that syncs to my computer and my phone. I do not use a handwritten calendar because it's so messy. You end up scribbling everywhere. So having it digitally allows you to keep things up to date. Your team can access it. Your partner can access it. And it is just so much more clearer and concise and a lot less overwhelming. Now, I want you to start by just looking and reviewing at your calendar for the next few weeks. Look at every upcoming commitment and ask yourself, will this increase my joy, my health, my income, or my alignment with my values? And if the answer is no, that is a sign that that thing or that activity, that event, might not be deserving of a place in your precious schedule. And you might want to consider removing it or withdrawing from that commitment. Then, to keep your calendar clutter-free moving forward, embrace the power of saying no thank you and be incredibly intentional about what you say yes to. I have a rule. If it is not a full body hell yeah, then it is a no thank you. My time and my energy are so precious that anything I do, it has to be a full body hell yes. And if it's not, it's a no thank you. So that is the first one, declutter your calendar. I like to do this on a Sunday for the week coming. And I look at my calendar and I go, oh wow, okay, there's too much there, or that's overlapping, or that's not going to fit in there, or I need to factor in driving time there. So I look at my calendar, I go through, I delete, I move things around, and it just allows me to go into my Monday knowing that my week is going to be in flow, it is spacious, and I'm not feeling overwhelmed as soon as I start my week. My week feels good, and that's how I want it to feel on Monday morning. Okay, so that's the first one, declutter your calendar. The next one is declutter your routine. So different seasons of our life require different habits and routines in order for us to really thrive. And here's the tricky bit. What worked in one season may not work in the next, and that is okay. So for example, if you've got really young kids, your previous habit of staying up late and devouring mystery novels might no longer serve you. Or perhaps your lengthy morning routine might need to be tightened up. And that was definitely the case for me. Before Bambi, I had a really long, beautiful, luxurious morning routine. Now I have an express morning routine. So to declutter your routine, ask yourself, what season of life am I in right now? What routines or habits does this season require for me to thrive? What routines or habits am I holding onto that are no longer working or that aren't as supportive as they could be? Now, by reflecting on and reconsidering your routine, you'll find that you have more time and energy for the things that are important to you, okay? So I know for me, like, I don't spend hours in the morning doing my morning routine. I have two non-negotiables. I meditate for 20 minutes first thing, always. And at the end of that, I do some prayer and visualization. And then I move my body, go for a walk or do a little workout. Anything after that, awesome. If I fit in more time to do a few more things, then great. If I've done those two things, I feel really good. I'm happy with those two things. So work out what feels really good for you in this season of your life and do that. Okay, number three, declutter toxic relationships. So I truly believe that life is too short to invest in relationships that drain you. So take this opportunity to reflect on the people in your life and consider the impact that they have on you. If a relationship is constantly one-sided or leaves you feeling depleted or unappreciated, it may be time to reassess its place in your life. This isn't about dumping people. This isn't about being rude. This isn't about being horrible. No, I'm not talking about that. It's just an opportunity to sit, reflect on how you feel when you are in someone's company. And when reflecting on a relationship's place in your life, your mental and emotional well-being should always be the priority. And remember, it's okay to give space to a relationship that's no longer serving you, even if that person has been in your life for a really long time. I know it can feel really hard to let go of a relationship, but you have to ask yourself, is my mental health in the best place that it can be with this relationship? And if the answer is no, then you need to take care of yourself first. And always remember this, that the universe is always working to support you. And if someone is being shown to be removed from your life or your energy, that is the universe's way of creating space for maybe a new incredible relationship to come in. Okay, so remember that when there is space being created, it is for a reason, for new incredible relationships to come into your life. So that has been really helpful for me over the years when relationships have dissolved. I've just reminded myself that it's creating space for new beautiful relationships to come into my life. Okay, so just know that it can feel tough at times, but removing yourself from these unhealthy relationships allows you to nurture more positive ones and focus on your personal growth, your mental health. And you know what? Like, you deserve to feel seen, held, heard, and valued in your relationships. Like, absolutely no exceptions there. So if you don't, then it's time to reassess, okay? And just know that the universe is always supporting you and creating space in your life for beautiful, aligned, high vibrational relationships, which is what we all want and deserve, right? So let go with grace and allow the space to be there for new ones to come in. Okay, number four, declutter your task list. So we all have those lingering tasks that seem to never get done and that stress us out every time we think about them. I want you to take a moment to write all of them down. Get them out of your head. Maybe you need to return something to the shops or get something fixed or file that batch of papers that are just clogging up your desk. Whatever it is, write it all down. Get it out of your head. Do what we call in time magic, a brain dump. Then make a plan to get these tasks done. Now, if you can, allocate time to batch them as quickly as you can. And maybe someone else can even do it for you. Like, if you need to go to the post office, but your partner or your roommate is going, get them to do it for you. Ask them nicely. But see if anyone else can support you and help you in this. And if you can't batch your tasks and delegate and it feels too overwhelming, commit to getting them done incrementally. For example, like one per day or three times per week, whatever it is for you. And trust me, the satisfaction that you will feel when these tasks are finally done and dusted is unbeatable. There are so many lingering life admin things that we have to do, but if you can batch them, get them done, get them out of your to-do list, get them out of your mind as quickly as you possibly can, you're going to feel so good once you have done that. Okay, number five, declutter your goals. So many people feel scattered and overwhelmed because they're trying to achieve so many different things at once. Now, the reality is that most people can only focus on 1 to 3 major goals at once. For example, like one business goal, one health goal, and one creative goal, right? Much more than that can lead to overwhelm and limit your progress. So declutter your goals. Write down everything you are currently working towards and ask yourself, does this goal still serve me? Am I still lit up by this goal? Is this building towards my greater vision? And do I want to keep working towards it? Now, if you answer yes to all or most of these questions, great, fantastic. Keep chasing that goal until you get it. But if not, maybe that goal needs some adjustment. Or maybe you want to declutter it right now and instantly free up space for the goals that do truly light you up. I know for me, I'm constantly rechecking in with my goals. Every quarter, I recheck in with them. I evaluate whether they are still in alignment with me. I shift them if they need to shift. And that's okay. I think this idea of setting goals on January 1st and then having them for the whole year, and if you don't hit them, you're a failure, is just outdated. We are evolving. Our goals are evolving, and we need to trust that. So constantly tweaking and evolving your goals is so important, and being really specific. And remember, 1 to 3 major goals at once is enough. You know, so one business goal, one health goal, one creative goal, whatever it is, but don't overwhelm yourself, okay? Just pare it back and set goals that you know are meaningful to you and that you are going to hit, okay? So decluttering your goals is the fifth one. So just a little recap here. We've got declutter your calendar, declutter your routine, declutter toxic relationships, declutter your task list, declutter your goals. By taking these steps to declutter your life, you won't just free up time and energy, your precious time and energy. You will be actively making space for more health, happiness, and growth in your life. And keep in mind that decluttering is an ongoing journey. It's not a destination. So be sure to regularly assess and realign with what truly matters for you for the different seasons of your life. I'm constantly clearing out things in my physical space, in my mental space, in my calendar to create space for spontaneity and magic. And remember, the less clutter in your life, the clearer your path to success, joy, and fulfillment. I'm so excited for you to create more health, happiness, and growth in your life by doing these 5 decluttering steps. I'm so excited for you. Let me know how you go on Instagram. And if you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the show and leave me a review on Apple Podcasts, because that means that we can inspire and educate even more people together. And it also means that all of my episodes will just pop up in your feed so that you never have to go searching for a new episode. Now, come and tell me on Instagram at Melissa Ambrosini what you got from this episode. I would absolutely love to hear from you. And before I go, I just wanted to say thank you so much for being here, for wanting to be the best, the healthiest, and the happiest version of yourself, and for showing up today for you. You rock. Now, if there's someone in your life that you can think of that would really benefit from this episode, please share it with them right now. You can take a screenshot, share it on your social media, email it to them, text it to them, do whatever you've got to do to get this in their ears. And until next time, don't forget that love is sexy, healthy is liberating, and wealthy isn't a dirty word. Don't forget to head to shelaunch.com to register for my free 3-day six-figure solopreneur challenge from April 29 to May 1st. I am so excited to see you there.